is 8:33 and time now for Talking Books. Every Wednesday we make book recommendations, ordinarily joined by Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library. She's off this week, so instead we are joined by the wonderful and talented general manager at 97.9 The Hill and chapelboro.com, Aubrey Fox Williams. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Aaron. Thanks for having me on Talking Books today.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure.
Glad I was available.
How are things?
Everything's good.
Cool.
Yeah. You?
You know, fine. Hanging in there. Yeah. Doing the thing. I'm a guy. I do stuff.
Yeah, you do stuff. Here at University Place.
Brad and I will have this thing where, like, we'll come home and it's like, oh, how are you? Oh, I'm a guy. I do stuff, you know. I don't know what it means. It's just a truism.
No, I like it. It works.
So,
start saying it.
Recommending books that we were talking about, we were talking about this before we started. We're not necessarily reading anything to ourselves right now, but you are reading a series of books to your son, which sounds really cool.
Yeah, so it's kind of an interesting time because he's 8, he's about to turn 9. And so we've been reading since he was born,
right.
You know, doing that every night we read to him. And now it's at a stage where I can actually enjoy the books that we're reading together.
Right.
And a friend of mine recommended The Land of Stories, which is a series of books that I think is sort of geared towards a little bit of an older age group.
All right.
The protagonists are 12 when the story starts. So, you know, it's a little bit, it travels with them through the series of books, which there are 6 of them. So they kind of get into the tween and then teen. And so they sort of navigate some of those like crushes and things that are a little bit older.
There's 6 kids or 6 books?
6 books, sorry.
6 books. Okay, cool. Yeah.
They're twins.
They're twins and then there's, okay,
and then
gotcha.
There's, yes.
Yep.
And so, you know, for my son, I think there's some things that are a little bit like more advanced. But if you're reading to the child, then you can sort of explain things as you go, which is good. So I think that if you have like a really savvy 8-year-old reader, that you might not set them off onto this series on their own just because there are some more advanced concepts. But essentially, the twins travel into the fairy tale world. And it's really cool. So they get to know all of the fairy tale characters that we all know, like Red Riding Hood and Goldilocks and Jack from Jack and the Beanstalk. But they're very human, they're flawed, and they have interesting backstories. And it's very funny throughout. And I mean, like, just for example, Mother Goose, she's ancient and she's traveled everywhere.
Nice.
And she's also a bit of a lush. And so, like, these are the concepts I'm talking about that maybe eight-year-old appropriate, but at the same time are very entertaining from the standpoint of the parent reading. So, and one other thing that's sort of interesting to me about this series of books is that the author is a guy named Chris Colfer, who I did not know because I never watched
Glee.
Yeah. Right, but he's young.
Oh, yeah.
And he, this series of books started, I think he started writing, or they were published originally in 2012. So he's clearly a very talented person because the imagination that goes into writing these books is very captivating. From an adult standpoint, like I really look forward to this time with my child every evening, not just because it's time spent with him, because when we were reading Red Truck, I still looked forward to it.
Right.
But it's a different thing now because I'm like, ooh, what's going to happen? Like every once in a while, my husband will say, oh, do you want me to do books tonight? And I'm like, no, because I don't want to get behind in the story. Like, I don't want to miss. So I definitely recommend it. And I even was talking to Victor here and told him, like, you should check it out. I mean, I feel like there are certain kinds of people who like that fantasy or, you know, sci-fi and stuff like that, that might just enjoy the books.
Are you familiar with Fables at all, the graphic novel series?
Uh-uh.
Kind of similar in the, like, definitely for an older audience, but in the vein of, like, fairy tale characters who in this case, it's in reverse. Like, they break out of fairy tale land and they're in the real world now.
Cool.
But very similar. Like, they're human. They're flawed. They're foibled. There's humor. There's a lot of really cool stuff going on. It's kind of reminded me of that.
Yeah, that sounds cool. I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's interesting. Don't give it to Fox just yet, though.
Okay.
Because very, very adult themes and fables.
Okay.
But,
noted.
Yeah. but you might like it. Like, I think it's really cool that you and Fox still read to each other. Like, I think I can't remember when exactly my mom stopped reading to me, but it was earlier. Like, I was like 4 or 5 or something like that.
Yeah, you know, my friend and I were talking about it, and basically, I'm lucky in that I have an only child, so
yeah.
I'm able to dedicate a lot of time to him. But I will basically read to him as long as he will allow me to, just because it's one of
it's
my
great.
Favorite
yeah.
parts of the day. And,
yeah.
you know, he finds things really funny and he'll crack up over stuff. And also he asks what things mean. And then it's developing his vocabulary, because I'll see him use the word like the next day, or like try to use the word,
right,
you know?
Right.
But if he were just reading on his own, he maybe wouldn't go like, oh, what does this mean? He would just sort of glaze over it.
Yep.
But yes, it's something that I think if I could do it forever, you know, which I know when he's, you know, 20, he's not going to let me read to him, but I do enjoy it very much.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Land of Stories by Chris Colfer. Is the series done or is it still ongoing? Do you know?
I think it is done.
Okay.
There are 6 books. I think the 6th book came out recently.
All right.
And then there are a couple of little offshoot books that he's done, like Mother Goose's Diary, which is like, because she's such a hit character.
I'm sure,
that,
yeah.
Like her little, like, you know, adventures of her own
yeah.
in first person. So, yeah, I highly recommend.
And that is Talking Books. Aubrey Fox Williams, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.